Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are. This is, I think, Aaron on, is it Wednesday the 20th, right?
March 20th.
March 20th. We're airing this. We're taping this ahead of time because you're getting off to go on a little trip to Florida.
Right.
Where are you going exactly?
Just down to the Orlando area. So we'll be in the vicinity of Orlando for several things. I've got family down there. Anna's fiance is going to be playing baseball down there for spring training for Wentworth. So we're going to some of his games, doing some bridal things with cousins, just having a good time. Yeah. And we'll of course, squeak a little Disney in there. So I think we will do an Epcot day.
Yeah.
Caleb and Liv will actually be there on business while we're there. So we're going to squeak in a day at Epcot with them and lots of fun.
That's great. Is your son-in-law playing college baseball?
Yes, he's in his senior year at Wentworth, and he plays for their baseball team.
Okay, and they do,
loves it.
And they go down there and do spring training, or something.
They do over spring break. They have a spring training series that they're in every year down in that area. I think they've got a couple games in Davenport, Florida, and then a few in Auburndale. And you got to remember, this time of year in New England is not great weather to be playing baseball.
Yeah, right.
So to be able to take their spring break as a baseball team and go somewhere warm and really actually be able to practice more fully and not be freezing and digging out snow and all of these things is a benefit.
Yeah. Rich Cucciaro is a leader of ours. He had several years had put together a spring training tour because down in Florida, there's many stadiums and lots of teams that just play.
Yeah, the Red Sox play down in Fort Myers every year.
Yankees. We actually saw the Red Sox in Fort Myers, and
that's fun.
So we were on a tour, and we go down there with them, and it's a fun, 3 or 4 days, and we just go to game after game after game, and it's fun, and dinners and all that. But one game was with the Yankees. They have a stadium in Tampa. And we went to the game.
Yankees.
Yeah, we went. You're a Red Sox fan, so no.
I am a Red Sox
no
fan.
So we went to the Yankees, and they had a player. They still have a player called Stanton, and who's a great hitter. And so, and in spring training, the fun thing about spring training is it's small stadiums. One,
right,
and two, you can sit, 10 feet from the. Where the players are. So we got to, get to see him and all that. So we got great seats. And he comes to bat, and he hits the hardest, fastest ball I've ever seen in my life. And it's a rocket, and he hits it, and it hits the wall in right field. It's so hard and so fast. It bounced off the wall, came back to the second baseman.
Oh, no way.
And he turns and throws him out at first base. I have never...
Getting used to the smaller stadiums was probably an adjustment for such a hitter, right?
I have never seen
riot.
A ball hit that fast, that hard, and the whole thing was...
And bounced right back.
We all were like... overwhelmed by how amazing they are. So that was a fun experience of the and being a baseball player myself is that I love going to spring training. I've actually thought about
fun.
And I still could do it is the majors hold fantasy camps. And you can go for 5 or 6 days get to play with the major leaguers, and they, you know, train you and teach you and all stuff. And then
that's so fun.
Then you actually play a real game at the end of it, you know, and on a major league
you
field.
You would love that.
On a major league field. So I've thought about, you know, maybe next year try to arrange that and just enjoy it, because it would remind me of, you know, when I thought I could become a major league player, but I mm-hmm. couldn't because of my hip. But I still am actually a pretty good hitter.
And that's awesome.
And I can still hit, because we have a batting cage at our house for the kids, grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I bought a professional pitching machine.
Right.
And it can throw sliders, curves, fastballs.
Oh, that's great.
But we can crank it up to over 90 miles an hour.
Did either of the boys, did Josh or Aiden?
Joshua was a big baseball player. Aiden was talented enough, but he wound up.
You can only play so many sports at a time, though.
He wound up in football, and he was mm-hmm. playing, at the time they were playing baseball, he was playing lacrosse. It was a great lacrosse player. So but Josh was a great baseball player. So we can crank it up and, you know, go over 90 miles an hour, and I can still hit it.
That's great.
And it takes really good eye coordination. The nice thing about a machine is, you know, it's not going to hit you.
Good point.
So because it's going to be in a certain spot, you know, all the time. So
the
good news is you can stand in there and try to hit it as opposed
but
to
even
worry.
Still being able to hit a ball going that fast is amazing.
Yeah,
you know,
and I'm not going to get a big hit.
I can make contact.
I can hit it. Not, you know, behind me, so it's good.
Right. That's awesome.
So that'll be fun. Well, that'll be neat. So you're going to go to the game?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Games?
We'll go to a couple of his games, and then we'll also go to one of my nephew's Little League games while we're there. So we'll get our fill of baseball while we're there, as well as just having fun family time and a little bit of Disney and hopefully a lot of sunshine. That's, you know, this solar-powered girl needs some sunshine now. So,
it'll be nice. We were just down there. It was really nice. So we talked about hearing God's voice. We talked about have a heart to surrender. And he said in Matthew 16, you know, deny self, take up the cross, and follow me. And the following is really the key, is mm-hmm. well, we got to get to the part of following him. So think about if he's speaking, what really then is our role?
Our role is to be listening.
Listening.
Right.
I got to learn to be a good listener. And by the way, people per se are lousy listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Partly is that they're too focused on what they're going to say.
Right.
And get ready for the next. And then their mind isn't willing to take it in
mm-hmm.
and process it. It's I have a filter, and I kind of only listen to things that reinforce what I want to do, which, by the mm-hmm. way, is why the surrender of the will is so critical, is I got to be in a position to actually become a really good listener.
Right. Which, honestly, too, being a good listener requires slowing down. And I think that is, you know, that works against our culture today, right?
Yeah, and why is that so? Why do you have to slow down?
Well, because you just do. but in order to stop and listen, you have to not be running ahead to the next thing and thinking three steps ahead. You need to slow down and be present in the moment and actually be listening and attentive to what is right before you, right?
Yeah. And the ability to pay attention, and then if you're listening, which is slowing down to listen, I'm focusing on the listening, not on what I want to do with it or what I plan on doing it. Is actually I'm just going to listen, really listen to receive it, and then I'll I'll know what to do with it next. You know, so it's a slow mm-hmm. process. The whole thing is a slow process.
Yeah,
by definition. I've been given a gift by God, and it isn't listening, because I'm just like everybody else, you know, that you know, we got to learn to do that. But my gift is recording. I have the ability, because I can record it even though I didn't listen. So with Linda, for example, we could be in the family room. There's a TV, let's say there's a movie on. There's a computer. I'm watching, looking at the computer, and Linda is saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll say, "Rich, you're not listening to me."
Right.
I said, "Yes, I am." She says, "She said, what did I just say?" Now, I wasn't listening.
Right.
I recorded it. And I can go back and play the tape.
Right.
You said,
which I'm sure drives her crazy.
It says, yeah, I know you can tell me what I said, but what did I say? You know, you weren't paying attention.
Were you processing?
You weren't processing, paying attention. So listening is, do I really take the time? And you said it well, is in order to hear God's voice, we have to take the time to listen. And then dialogue around that listening and keep talking. He's listening to us.
Right.
And then he'll respond to us, and he wants us to listen to him. And there is a pace to that that's actually very joyful, so that, you know, like when you go on your trip with Dan, you'll spend a lot of time in dialogue. Well, you're not rushing.
Right.
And there's a sweetness to that process of truly processing, slowly receiving, and it does take a thing to become a good listener. So he actually speaks about this in Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. So go ahead and read that. This is about the covenant, but Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2.
It says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God."
Yeah. So he says, if you follow what I say by listening to what I say and then processing what I say, the blessings will come from behind you. And see, the blessings, he's talking about the covenant. I'm gonna bless you to make you a blessing. I'm going to provide this to you so that... the key, he said, is to pay attention and learn to be a really good listener. What are you hearing? It doesn't say you have to understand what I'm hearing. Just hear and process. Hear and process so that you can say, I understand now. I'm going to follow. He used the word obedient. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow now what you just instructed me to do. And I'm willing to do it, and then I know that I'll see the covenant.
Yeah, I think even as you say that, I am reminded, you know, as we talk about the requirement, really to slow down and listen and engage, right? And think about how many times and how many spaces we are even in a hurry to hear.
Yeah.
Right? We're in a hurry to hear. We want to get to the end. Let me know where it's going. You know, all of that sort of thing. And yet I think about Colossians 3 and, you know, how the peace of God will rule your heart.
Yeah.
And peace and hurry don't go hand in hand.
No.
Right? They work against one another. And so I think about that even as I think about being intentional to slow down and listen. As we slow down, we think that's going to hinder. We're not going to meet deadlines. We're not going to... do the things that need to get done. We're in a hurry. We got to get it done. We got to have the answer. We got to move. Bang, 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 you know? And there's no peace in that, right? But when we do slow down and listen, we do experience the peace of hearing his voice and walking step by step. And I think that's a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, the question, see, is always, well, what do you have to say to me? And then I'm going to take the time to process and listen and then clarify, and then I'll know that I know exactly what you're guiding me into. And see, it's about everything. So, like, you know, for example, we have a retreat coming up. It's going to be in a couple. We have one coming up this weekend, but we have it in a couple weeks as well, up in the mountains. And this place is beautiful, but it's not by any restaurants at all. So we cannot plan. Sometimes at retreats, we just plan to go down to a local restaurant, and we can have our dinner there. This time, we can't. So we've had a caterer. that we found that's good, and it was pleasant, and the guy was really good, and so we called him up and, hey, can you cater? Yeah, sure. So it's all set. Well, a few days ago, and it's not only less than, well, I guess 2 weeks away, he says, something came up in my family, and I got to travel, I can't come.
Mm.
So now we have no caterer.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Partly because, and this is, again, as we learned it, when we first did retreats, Linda did all the work.
Right.
Served.
Which is hard.
Meals, everything, mm-hmm. dishes, everything. And we recognized, man, you're worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is you're not able to spend the time with the people, which is really what we're called to do, so we got to get some help. You know? And by the way, we recruited our kids to start it, and we had other people help us. So we learned, okay, we're going to do it that way. Okay, so we got a problem. Well, that's the moment when you say, Father, what do you got to say about this?
Right.
And what you say is so critical is... You got to take the time to listen.
Right.
It's not like just tell me the answer and I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. It's what do you have to say about that? And then you wait and you start to understand something and you dialogue. And so, hey, Linda, you know, I we don't want you to, you know, do overwork. And what do you think we should do? And so she's talking and she's praying. And she says, well, I heard God just say, set it up so it's very easy to do, and I have a few meals that I could basically prepare ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
and just put them in the oven, and I don't need to take a lot of time to do it, and then Rich, it would be helpful if we could get some assistance for mm-hmm. the, you know, just all the dishes and the stuff for breakfast and lunches and stuff. And I said, okay, I agree with that. So Father, you know, what do you got to say about that? And again, I'm willing to listen. And it's really just a quietness with an expectation.
Right.
Is, well, then I know there's an answer, but I got to hear it. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, and so I hear him say, he said, contact the this is a small group from the church that you and I talked about. Call that guy and ask he and his wife, tell him what happened, and see if they'd be willing, you know, to assist, you know. And so, okay, so I contact them, here's what happened, here's what we would like, is it possible? The wife said, oh yeah, sure, we'll come up early, we know exactly, you know, Linda can, you know, put everything together, and then we'll just assist you, and I'll recruit a couple of the participants to help for breakfast, and we'll get this thing, we'll take care of this, mm-hmm. so that Linda doesn't have to have the burden on it.
Right.
And all I said was, would you help us?
Right. That's awesome.
And God's already arranged it. Mm-hmm. We'll call them. She's got a heart to do this, and she'll know what to do.
Right.
And see it's not a, okay, we're in trouble, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, won't get there, I guess I better go hire another caterer, see what I could do. It's just like, well, what do you have to say about this?
Right.
And I'll get you there. I have a way to do it. The blessing will come from behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Your focus is on listening, not figuring it out.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love that. We even just had on a smaller scale, but similar thing. We have a retreat coming up in April. And on ours, we usually just with the team end up being like seven couples total. So it'll be four, you know, us and the Langevins and then our worship leaders. The Piscatellis are coming up for worship
cool.
this time. So super excited. Becky's amazing.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. But so we have, you know, space for four couples. We'll use the Cachero's cabin on White Oak Pond, which will be beautiful. And we had three couples solidified. And this one spot, there were several different couples queued up on a wait list that were unable to do it. And I'm asking God, you know, well, who do you have for this spot? And I kept hearing, just wait, I'm bringing them to you. And I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting because here it comes, you know. And lo and behold, literally yesterday, you know, this is actually February 29th when we're taping this, but yesterday, so February 28th, I'm at Mentor Moms, and as I was kind of getting everyone to head into the room and we're ready to get started, there was a mom who ran late and is coming in with her child, and the child care room was locked. And she's like, oh, could you walk me over and get me into that? I'm like, sure, no problem. Walk her over, and I'm talking to her, and she begins to share, and she's like, you know, I have just had on my heart going to one of your retreats. Can you let me know next time that there's one available? And I'm like, well, funny you say that, because immediately my heart quickened and God's like, invite her. This spot was for her. And so I'm like, you know, we happen to have one spot. Is that something, you know, you and your husband would be able to do? Would you be able to get childcare? And within 2 hours, she texts me back. She's like, we are over the moon excited. They have been praying about and asking God to give an opportunity for them to do something like this, able to get childcare, able to get the time off work, all in a 2-hour window, and they're in. And then not an hour later, I'm in conversation with another person who's going to be on that particular retreat. And he's like, yeah, so this one couple, I've been getting to know, and I really think God may want us to pull them into our small group. And as we're talking, this is that couple that they're going to be on the retreat with. So they're getting to know them. So just super fun how God just does his thing. And I could have probably spent hours sending out 1,000 texts trying to, you know, rally up who the last spot was, instead, you know, because the wait list I had gone through, just to honor those people's requests, had gone through some of those. And he's like, no, pause, don't send out any more, even off the wait list. He was like, don't send any more off of that. There's someone I have for you.
Right.
Wait, and I'll show you.
Right, right. And see, that's the beauty, says, if you have a heart to hear and take the time to listen.
Mm-hmm.
See, it always starts with, okay, I have an issue here. I have a need. I have something that I'm wondering about. And we need resolutions. You know, we live in live in circumstances that need resolution, all of them. Father, it's always with what you did is, okay, Father, what do you have to say about this?
Mm-hmm.
I could. And you were willing to, and possibly, you know, in the past you might even try to do it. But you found out it's better to take the time to listen. Because God can say, well, actually, and this is the beauty of how God works that we have to keep appreciating is, daughter, just don't send anything out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing somebody. Now, your natural question would be, well, who is it?
Right.
I'm not telling you that yet. I'll let you know.
But you'll know.
there'll be a right moment. I'm doing it. And because you heard it, you didn't fill that spot.
Right.
Because if you'd have filled it, when that
then there wouldn't have been room when
you
that
would have never
came.
Said anything to that woman
right.
at all, because it's already, if you wouldn't even thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's how critical it is that, and see, this is the beauty of following God, is that everything that we're part of has eternal destiny to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that when he says, no, I've got somebody, you received it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I won't. I'll wait. Okay, I'll let you know. He does. This is it. Okay, fantastic. And then
right.
you find out, not only that, but I'm working even other things.
A whole other side of this.
and by the way, and you'll see it, they'll see it, you'll experience it, which is the joy that we have. You will know that by them attending,
mm-hmm.
it just changed the course of their life.
Yeah.
In a gigantic
it's interesting.
Way.
This particular, and I think this was part of the pause that I was listening to on God with this particular retreat, he was very specific in terms of this is a retreat that is entrusted. The people that I am inviting are going to take this and run with it. And so I'm interested and excited to see how it all unfolds, because I feel like it was very distinct. You know, there's great purpose in exactly who he's drawn to this one.
Yep. Be a good listener. Heavenly Father, we just pray. We'd all learn to be good listeners, because you're speaking. It does take time. It takes patience. There's no rush to it. That if we ask, we will hear. And as we learn to hear, it's not about how quickly do we do anything. It's rather how do we process with you to understand it and then take the steps that you've asked us to take. recognizing that we don't even have to connect our own dots. We just have to listen. And so we just pray that we'll all learn to be really good listeners. And as that happens, we'll realize the beauty of the path that you have for us, which will be the covenant. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. May that be so for us. Your will is best and none better. We praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And again, be sure to send your email in honor of our 750th episode, and we'd love to just bless you with something. So
amen to that.
Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.